Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Could a return to in-person classes at schools involve testing students and staff for coronavirus? KYW's Mike DiNardo put that question to Philadelphia's schools chief.
Superintendent William Heights says he'll never say never, but he says it's unlikely that students and staff will undergo school-based COVID-19 testing should there be an in-person return to classes.
I do envision just maintaining data about young people and their temperatures each day and those types of things that will give us information. I'm not so sure about the testing and whether or not we will have the ability to do that.
Heights says by mid-June, administrators hope to have a framework in place to analyze three scenarios: a full return to schools with social distancing measures, a return of some grade levels, or a continuation of online learning. He says in consultation with the city and state health departments, the district aims to plan for one of those options by the middle of July. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.